Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Palestinian militants have fired hundreds of rockets from the Gaza Strip into Israel, while Israel is pressing ahead with a series of airstrikes that have killed 23 Palestinians, including three senior militants and at least 10 civilians. A state-run Egyptian TV station announced Wednesday that Egypt, a frequent mediator between the sides, had brokered a ceasefire, but the fighting only intensified and neither side showed any sign of backing down. It was the heaviest fighting between the sides in months. Fighting in Sudan's capital escalated on Wednesday with fierce clashes and airstrikes, witnesses said, as delegations of rival military factions continued talks in Saudi Arabia aimed at securing a ceasefire and humanitarian relief. Residents reported ground battles in several neighborhoods of Khartoum between the army and the paramilitary rapid support forces. The army has been pounding targets since Tuesday as it tries to root out RSF forces that have taken control of large residential areas and strategic sites since early in the conflict. Pakistani police arrested supporters of former Prime Minister Imran Khan, who took to the streets as the army deployed in several cities on Wednesday. Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder has more.
Khan's arrest came a day after Pakistan's powerful military rebuked him for repeatedly accusing a senior officer of trying to engineer his assassination, and the former armed forces chief of being behind his removal from power. Khan was ousted in April 2022. In a parliamentary no-confidence vote. He has not slowed his campaign against the ouster, even though he was wounded in a November attack on his convoy. He was leading a protest march to Islamabad calling for snap general elections.
Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder. This is VOA News. A Ukrainian military unit said on Wednesday it had routed a Russian infantry brigade from frontline territory near Bakhmut, claiming to confirm an account by the head of Russia's Wagner private army the Russian forces had fled. Later in the day, the head of Ukraine's ground forces said Russian units in some parts of Bakhmut had retreated as the results of counterattacks. Wagner units have led a month-long Russian assault on the eastern city, but Ukrainian forces say the offense is stalling. U.S. President Joe Biden has hit the road to pressure House Republicans in the debt limit standoff, AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
A day after meeting with top lawmakers to avoid a first-ever U.S. debt default, the president said in New York the GOP wants sharp spending cuts in exchange for lifting the borrowing limit, targeting things like schools and veterans.
It's devastating. It's not right.
White House and congressional aides have been meeting before the president next meets with leaders Friday. He's again pitching the need to cut federal spending while insisting that's separate from avoiding a default. Sagar Magani, Washington.
U.S. Congressman George Santos pleaded not guilty Wednesday to charges alleging a financial fraud at the heart of a political campaign built on dubious boasts about his personal wealth and business success. Santos, the New York Republican whose biography began to unravel after his election last fall, is accused of duping donors, stealing campaign funds, lying to Congress, and cheating to collect unemployment benefits he didn't deserve. The 34-year-old told reporters he would not resign. Advisors at the U.S. Food and Drug Administration approved the sale of a decades-old birth control pill without a prescription. The AP's Ed Donahue reports.
Perrigo's O-Pill would become the first contraceptive medication sold over-the-counter. The recommendation came at the close of a meeting focused on whether women could safely and effectively take the pill without professional supervision. A final FDA decision is expected in the summer, and Perrigo says if that happens, sales of O-Pill could begin by the end of the year. Catholic groups, including the United States Conference of Catholic Bishops, opposed the move, saying women should be evaluated by a doctor before getting O-Pill. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Meanwhile, a plan by New York City officials to send some asylum seekers to an upstate hotel is going on. That's despite fierce resistance from suburban leaders and a judge order temporarily blocking the use of another hotel. Mayor Eric Adams touched off a further north of the city last week by announcing it. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA.